The Romans had a phrase for it, quis custodiet ipsos custodes, and it was the question posed today by the head of a parliamentary inquiry into the nation's immigration detention regime. Who guards the guards? The inquiry has released its recommendations, and they'd amount to a major shake-up of immigration detention. The parliamentary committee wants the asylum seekers' assessments of the spy agency ASIO to come under much greater scrutiny, and it's called for a 90-day time limit for detention. From Canberra, Samantha Hawley reports.
Last year's riots at the Villawarden Christmas Island detention centres sparked the parliamentary inquiry into the nation's immigration detention system. Now for the report. Almost 400 pages and 31 strongly worded recommendations.
We know that the statistics are awful. We know that 86% of people suffer some type of depression or mental illness.
The Deputy Chair, the Greens Senator Sarah Hanson-Young, says now it's time for the government to enshrine in law the committee's recommendations, including that all steps are taken to limit detention to 90 days, and if people are held any longer, that the reasons are made public.
It is without doubt that 90-day period is what medical professionals over and over and over again told this committee is the key benchmark by which people's mental health starts to deteriorate.
The Labor and Greens members of the committee, along with the Independent MP Rob Oakeshott, also recommend that ASIO laws are amended to allow for the Administrative Appeals Tribunal to review ASIO's security assessments of asylum seekers. They also want periodic reviews of adverse ASIO findings. It recommends asylum seekers who pass initial health and security checks be immediately granted a bridging visa or moved to community detention. It also wants the department to accommodate detainees in city detention facilities wherever possible. The committee's chair is Labor's Darryl Mellum.
On a number of occasions, we actually met with detainees and allowed them to tell their story. And that, to me, was the most distressing part. And also the effects of long-term detention on them and their mental health.
That's a major part of your recommendations, that there be a 90-day detention limit. The Greens wanted 30 days. Is 90 days still too long?
Look, I think 90 days is something to aspire to. If you can do it for less, that's fine. And I think many people can be done less. But I think 90 days is a reasonable period. And beyond that period, there should be the requirement to report every 3 months.
Well, the Greens also wanted remote detention facilities shut down, Christmas Island, for instance, shut down. Why didn't the committee go that far?
Look, I think the committee wasn't about picking and choosing, but, you know, there's no doubt that it's preferred if they're not in remote areas.
So if these recommendations were to be taken on board, would there be any need for a facility like that on Christmas Island?
Well, I'm not going to falsely raise expectations or hopes. My preference is I prefer not having it there. But if it's required, then it will be used, and that will be from governments of both political persuasions.
Well, you're the chair of your party room, so how forcefully will you be arguing for these changes when you next meet your colleagues?
My personal view is I don't have to be forceful. I think the facts speak for themselves.
Shouldn't we trust an organisation like ASIO? Do we really need an independent look at what it's doing?
But it's not a question of trust. I have said, and I'll say it again as a lawyer who's worked in the criminal justice system, you need someone to guard the guard. Who guards the guard while the guard guards you? And that's no criticism of ASIO, but there'll be more confidence in the system. In the old days, if Nelson Mandela, when he was in, being jailed in South Africa, had hopped on a boat and come to Australia, under these guidelines, he'd have been kept in detention.
The Coalition's supported only 16 of the 31 recommendations and has issued a dissenting report. The Opposition's immigration spokesman is Scott Morrison.
The Coalition remains committed to a mandatory detention policy with stronger border protection regime. That's our commitment, and this majority report from the Greens and Labor and Rob Oakeshott effectively seek to walk away from that, and we don't support that.
Do you support the main recommendation of the report, which is essentially that people should be kept in detention centres for as little time as possible?
No, we believe that mandatory detention should be in place until someone's status has been determined. That's what we practiced in government. And combined with a strong border protection policy, it results resulted in just four people being in detention.
The majority report also recommends an international health representative be present at detention facilities 24 hours a day. The removal of the immigration minister as the legal guardian of unaccompanied minors and an independent review of the appropriate qualifications for detention staff.
Samantha Hawley. A spokesman for the Immigration Minister, Chris Bowen, says the government is considering the report and will provide a full response in due course.